in USA Radio News. I'm Mark Thomas. More votes are set in the Senate this afternoon on amendments to the health care reform measure. Democrats met with President Barack Obama, who made an appeal for party members to stand together on the issue. Disputes over abortion and the government insurance option are making it hard for party leaders to hold together the 60 votes that would be needed to overcome Republican opposition. Candidates are doing what they can to encourage a strong turnout of supporters Tuesday in the primary election to fill the vacant Massachusetts Senate seat that was held by Ted Kennedy. Four Democrats and two Republicans are competing for their party's nominations. The winners will meet in a special election next month. A spokesman for Iraq's parliament speaker says a political accord has been reached to clear the way for parliamentary elections next year. The election is scheduled for January 16th, but a delay of a month or more appears likely. The delay could affect the departure date for U.S. military personnel. In Iraq. This is IRN USA Radio News.
Plug so people are aware of the fact.
Hi, my name is Bob Wintermute. I'm from Concord, California. What I like most about Andy Willoughby's three-step plan is that financially we are making a decent living. My goal when we first started was for my wife to retire. Praise God, she retired January 31st of this year, and we were able to replace her income. And she's now home with me, and we work business together. Because of Andy Willoughby's three-step plan, we're able to live a life that we would not be able to if we didn't have that to work with. Our economy has gone up. I'm not afraid of today's economy because I've got this business, this plan behind me. It's amazing. It works. It helps in any way that you need to be what you want to be and have the funds to do it.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. For information, go to 3stepplan.com or call toll-free 800-480-2102. 800-480-2102.
Who leaked it? They're claiming
Obama administration officials made the rounds on the Sunday news talk shows defending the new Afghan war policy. Correspondent Mike Rossier reports.
It's a plan that includes an additional 30,000 troops and targets July 2011 as the start of a drawdown. Appearing on ABC's This Week, Defense Secretary Robert Gates.
I believe that there is an important element here of balancing sending a signal of resolve, but also giving the Afghan government a sense of urgency.
But on NBC's Meet the Press, Republican Senator John McCain of Arizona asked,
do you break the enemy's will by saying we're going to be there or send a message we're going to be there for a year and a half or so, and then we're going to begin to leave no matter what the circumstances are?
Mike Rossia, Washington.
There's been a slight drop in prices at the pump recently. The Lundberg survey says the average price of regular gasoline in the United States has dropped about 1.25 cents over the past 2 weeks to $2.64. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
Close to 500,000 Americans die every year from smoking. You know the facts. Introducing Smoke Assassin, the electronic smoking device that's just like the real thing. No tobacco, no tar, no chemicals, no smelly clothes, and no guilt. Smoke Assassin looks real, it tastes real, and it really satisfies. Call now and get the Smoke Assassin free.
800-434-9986. For you or a loved one. 800-434-9986. First 200 callers get one for free. That's 800-434-9986.
The international agreement itself. And so the
former Republican vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin is raising more speculation about a possible presidential bid with a stop in Iowa during her national book signing tour. Iowa's caucuses have traditionally launched the presidential nominating season. Palin's book signing tour has been carefully controlled, and she has not spoken to reporters at most events. Still, her appearance in Iowa is seen as significant. Veteran Republican activist Tim Albrecht says politicians don't just happen to stop in Iowa, and Palin must know that her visit is seen as a signal she is considering a run. Another possible Republican contender, Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty, also visited the state recently. A Russian court has sent four people to jail pending an investigation into a nightclub fire that killed at least 112 people. Investigators say the four are the club's owner, the executive director, the artistic director, and a businessman hired to install power technics on the night of the blaze.
On government-run health care, on the New World Order agenda, on the Copenhagen Treaty, 888-201-2244.
Witnesses say yesterday's fire was sparked by on-stage fireworks that shot into the ceiling, which had been decorated in plastic and willow twigs.
I'm here live, 6 days a week, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, back 4 to 6 p.m. Central
for breaking fire safety regulations.
Very important broadcast.
Meanwhile,
thank
relatives
you so
have begun
much
to bury
for
the victims of the fire.
And not being
Russia's worst
blaze
in decades. About 130 people are hospitalized.
Like Sunday Night Football, we're here trying
with
to save
IRN,
the Republic
USA
and the planet from tyranny.
I'm Mark Thomas.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The following takes place real early in the morning.
Working
it
with the ensemble
Sunday,
that you get a chance to work with each week on Everybody Hates Chris.
What's the Campbell, Antonio Fargas, Todd Bridges, not to mention the lovely Christina Arnold, who was always brilliant. The way to see Tyler James Williams grow up in front of America and everything. And the guy, I told him, I said, you're losing your cuteness, but now you got to be funny.
Yes, his voice is getting deeper.
Totally, has become one of the funniest guys on TV.
His sister, she's with us this morning here at Daybreak USA. Nice to have you back, Autumn. This Thursday, you and the gang get a chance to delve into another season, which I've got to believe, based on how you ended the first one and the storyline for Hilda. This is going to be a fun season.
We're going to be breaking that down today. And also, government hijacking of healthcare, the nanny state, wanting to run your life. When we've read the 2,070-plus page bill,
what about some of the past series being rehashed and coming back?
Well, we're
had rationing of care, unelected government bodies, doctors, 2.5 to 5%, depending on your tax bracket, your check will be taken. On top of that, you'll be forced to get insurance or be fined yearly. The refusal will be $250,000 fine and 5 years in prison. And this is from CNN today. Obama to meet with Senate Democrats to push health care. There's a revolt even by the Democrats and Republicans. Senate Republicans failed Saturday to eliminate $42.1 billion in cuts to Medicare home health care service in the health care bill. And that's only one of scores of cuts. So you have the Republicans fighting to stop $42-plus billion a year being cut from Medicare. We've seen this with Obama. For every $30 he gives to offshore banks of taxpayer money, $1 goes to social welfare net. Now, I don't believe in socialism. I don't believe in big government, because I know that socialism always turns into a way for elite organizations to steal the taxpayer money. And then crumbs are given to the public, and that makes the public dependent. But here is such a great example of how big corporations and big money, it was the insurance companies that actually wrote the health care bill, and they bragged about that. The head lobbyist for the health care insurance companies of the United States has been all over television bragging that, hey, we're not against government health care, why we wrote it. And you bet they wrote it. It's a giant tax paid to them, as Dennis Kucinich, a real socialist, I don't agree with his policies, but I agree with his honesty, wrote articles saying why I voted against the health care bill. And then another article he wrote saying health care bill is a giant bailout to the insurance companies. But every time you're against government-run health care, the talking point is, oh, you work for the insurance companies. Isn't that just special? So imagine this upside-down world where the Republicans are trying to block all these cuts, one of them $42.1 billion a year, or roughly 25% of the Medicare expenditures. So Obama is having a 25% cut in the money you get. Now, you've already paid into this in taxes your whole life. They take your money, just like Social Security. If you, the average worker invested in Social Security for 35 years, they'd get over $2 million. But instead, you get negative return, and you get on average about $450,000. You get fully 75% less, 75% less back on your money. You pay Social Security your whole working life, and you get 75% less than you would have been invested in guaranteed government bonds at 4%. Does it matter, though? The general public can't figure that out. The general working person has money taken out of their check. They don't understand it. A lot of working people actually think that when you pay a bunch of taxes, that somehow you're getting it over on the rich guys, when the big moneyed elites, the 0.1%, as a unified group, lobby for bigger government. Because it's bigger government that gives them the monopolies they need and gives them the corporate welfare they rely on. Now, I got more emails this week, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds that I didn't even have time to read, but scanning over them saying, how dare you, Mr. Jones, be against government health care? You are a minion of the insurance companies. And I just explained to you that the insurance companies are for this. And similarly, people have now gone through the thousands of emails, hundreds of documents from the head UN Climate Research Center that supplied the data to all the other governments and universities. That's on record, the head climate facility, not some backwater. Engaged in lies and ClimateGate, engaged in fraud, consciously, knowingly lying, persecuting other scientists that were telling the truth, getting people fired, blocking government FOIA requests, colluding with the government to keep the documents secret. Now, going through the emails, it has been discovered by the Times of London, whatsupwiththat.com, Climate Depot, and others, and we have these linked up on prisonplanet.com, ClimateGate CRU looks to big oil for support. And these emails go back 6 years ago about how they're meeting with Dutch Royal Shell, BP, and others who are actually funding them for this research. British Petroleum, Energy, Eastern Electricity, Greenpeace International, Leverhulme Trust, National Power, Nuclear Installations Inspectorate, Shell, Sultan of Oman, World Wildlife Fund, which is a eugenics front. This is the groups. In fact, I'll show PrisonPlanet.tv viewers the emails. Here are the emails. Here's one from 2000. Had a great meeting, very good meeting with Shell yesterday. Only a minor part of our agenda. And they talk about how they're taking over the economy. I mean, these guys are a joke. Here's another one. Had a great meeting with the CEO of Siemens. On and on and on and on and on and on. Now, last week, I showed you the New York Times. I mean, just Google it for yourself. Shell, cap and trade is a good thing. Another one. ExxonMobil supports global carbon tax. Wall Street Journal. I mean, the head lobbyist for the healthcare industries in the U.S. and the head lobbyist for the insurance companies brag that they wrote the takeover of healthcare. Big corporations like that. They like consolidation. The biggest fortunes out there are made off government. As John D. Rockefeller I said, competition is a sin. And here are the emails with the head climatology unit for the UN having meetings with Dutch Royal Shell, BP, all of them. Folks, don't believe me. Open a magazine up. Half the ads that you see literally are for global taxes and global greening. Nothing to do with greening. Nothing. absolutely nothing to do with it. I mean, I walk through the airport when I fly around the country. I was in LAX. Half the billboards inside of the concourse were oil companies and computer companies and defense companies pushing the global system. And they candy coat it and talk of electric cars and wind power. It has nothing to do with that. It's about a select group at a global government level being able to control our lives and being able to decide what businesses you can have, what energy you can have, what technology can be developed. It's all in the Copenhagen Climate Change Treaty. We're going to break down what this treaty does. Their meeting starting tomorrow. The head of the UN, the head of the EU, the head of the IPCC, the head of the UN, Ban Ki-moon, are all in the news calling for planetary government to reduce population. That's more important than the Dallas Cowboys, I will assure you. Stay with us.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
You're listening to GCN.
GCN.
The Genesis Communication Radio Network.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us on this Sunday, December 6, 2009 edition. We see the entire corporate structure, the entire government structure worldwide pushing for taxes on all human activity to be paid to a world government. We see the states across the United States implementing their own cap-and-trade systems, their own systems to track and trace everything you do. This is slavery. And in the IPCC United Nations Treaty that we've covered so many times on air, it states global government with control over all nations will be implemented through this plan. That's why it's so wonderful that 2 weeks ago, thousands of emails and documents, including the climate programs that the UN was using, got leaked. Now, Reuters and others are reporting that they believe Russians may have hacked this. But it doesn't matter who hacked it. They're saying they think Russian students there hacked it because it was released on a server out of Russia. But that doesn't make sense, because 6 weeks before that happened, it was leaked and given to the BBC and other British and U.S. media, and reporters, it's now come out, this has been in multiple newspapers, had the material and asked to be able to go with it with their editors, especially at the BBC, and were told no. And those reporters are saying that they got it from researchers inside of the East Anglia Climatology Center, the head UN center. If you're going to engage in fraud, you've got to have one place the fraud comes from to keep your story straight. But continuing along those lines, then I'm going to your phone calls, and then into the fact that Obama is cutting Medicare and Medicaid. That's the supposed liberalness of this guy in his government-run health care. You see, because the big banks that have bankrupted this country by design, they need all the money for themselves. And later, arming Goldman with pistols against the public. This is out of Bloomberg. I mentioned this a few days ago. I want to get into it today. How Goldman Sachs fears rioters attacking them, so they're arming themselves with weapons. This is out of Bloomberg Financial. First off, emails that rocked climate change campaign leaked from Siberian closed city, university built by KGB, UK Daily Mail. Suspicions were growing last night that Russian security services were behind the leaking of the notorious British ClimateGate emails, which threatened to undermine tomorrow's Copenhagen Global Warming Summit. And the UN is finally admitting that this does hurt them, because this is their main climate center. And again, the emails admit they're engaged in fraud, and they know the Earth's cooling. The ice cores, the tree rings, all the measurements, they have been caught lying about the thermometer data worldwide. The Earth has been cooling for 9 years. It was heating, part of a natural process. Even the UN's own reports say 2 to 6%, depending on which report, of warming, which itself is a fraud, is man-made. The UN says the seas will go up 1 foot. The UN is being forced to admit that's a fraud now. But Schwarzenegger is giving speeches saying it may raise 10, 20, 30, 40, even 50 feet. Just totally made up. No one is saying that's true, except for John P. Holdren, White House science czar, who got grilled in Congress about saying it would rise 13 feet this week. An investigation by the Mail on Sunday has discovered that explosive hacked emails from the University of East Anglia were leaked via a small web server in the formerly closed city of Tomsk in Siberia. Russian news reported this a week ago, but they're not saying Russia is the ones that got it out, because they're pointing out that it was on other university servers. It was leaked onto servers all over the world. The leak scandal has left the scientific community in disarray after claims that the key climate change data was manipulated in the run-up to the climate change summit of world leaders. The row, or fight, erupted when hundreds of messages between scientists and University of Climatic Research Unit and their colleagues around the world were placed on the Internet along with other documents, like the computer program, which we have posted up on Infowars.com, where there are computer programmer notes how to engage in fraud and how to hide the decline in temperature. So that is just some of what's coming up today. But again, not Alex Jones, not Lord Monckton, not Senator Inhofe, not Ron Paul. We're not the ones saying this. Ban Ki-moon, the Secretary General of the United Nations, Herman Van Rompuy, the new head of the EU, Al Gore, Gordon Brown. I played all these clips last week. I'm not going to play them again because of time. If you go to YouTube and type in Van Rompuy or Van Rompuy, however you pronounce it, world government, his clips come up where he's saying it. If you go to the New York Times and type in Ban Ki-moon, his editorial, We Can Do It, comes up where he says the heart of global government is the taxation system of climate change. They're all saying it. Now, 14 years ago, I would read official UN documents on air, and people would just say I was lying and making it up. You cannot live in denial about this anymore. World government is real. The New World Order is real. The banks bankrupting our society to take control in their own documents is real. The fact that carbon dioxide is what plants breathe is true. Carbon dioxide is not toxic. One volcano puts off more carbon dioxide than 100 years of human activity. This is a fact. I could continue ranting about this, but the World Government Treaty, in the treaty, it states that if your nation signs on to it, you are bound by international law to never be able to get out unless there is a unanimous vote by every signatory. That'll be over 190 that are in attendance. If there's a unanimous vote, it doesn't take a unanimous vote to pass it, only a majority vote. It doesn't take a unanimous vote to pass it. It only takes a 51%. But once you sign on to it, it takes 100% for you to get out of it. That is impossible. That is right out of dictatorship 101, ladies and gentlemen. That is the bottom line. And it states that the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate will decide what industries can be developed, what new technologies can be brought out. It's a scientific dictatorship. It decides what taxes to be put on all carbon dioxide, and all greenhouse gases. And they state one-child policy worldwide, taxes on all meat, taxes on all petrochemicals, taxes on all natural gas, taxes of at least 50% on all coal, and half the energy in the country or more, 51% comes from coal. This is a total world government takeover. Yes, I predict the United States will sign on to the Copenhagen Treaty. Obama's also going over to Europe to get his Nobel Peace Prize. What a joke. Of course, they gave it to Kissinger and to Al Gore, so why not? Why not give it to Hitler? You know, he was nominated for a peace prize. And he's going to sign on to it. But that doesn't mean it will be ratified in the U.S. We'll be right back with your calls on the government takeover of healthcare and ClimateGate and the Copenhagen Treaty. Stay with us.
Attention. The number of the poison population is approaching 200 million in the U.S. Do not believe the official census numbers. The 200 million correlates to those who have been methodically, intentionally poisoned, identified by the blood types of A, B, and O. These blood types have damaged DNA and immune systems due to unbalanced blood pH levels brought about by slow poisoning over generations. Type AB is the healthy, unpoisoned blood type with neutral pH and normal DNA and immune function. Calculate their number, for it is 666. That is 6.66% of the real population numbers of the U.S. They proclaim themselves to be God and His Christ. Now their time has come, their day of punishment, and all that is written. The number of the mounted troops is 200 million. Estimated time of arrival, 21st through the 27th of December 2009. For more information, go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com. Poisoning of mankind, blood types, evolution theory,
global warming, Shroud of Turin, and Illuminati.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. Here's an exciting announcement. From now until December 15th, all products that eFoods Direct provides are listed at 10% off the regular price. The holiday season is the time for peace, happiness, and security. What better way to ensure fearless hope for the future of our families than to have as much good food in our homes as possible? This year, in addition to the overall 10% savings, the holiday special is made up of the new prepared meals that taste great. It also comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate or as a gift. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The globalists taught the public that world government didn't exist, that international intrigue didn't exist, so that we couldn't build a movement to resist it when they finally announced it and launched it. It is authoritarian, it is bloodthirsty, it is corrupt, it is eugenical. And if you don't know what eugenics is, folks, you need to find out quickly. Because I've got more mainstream articles today, and there's an InfoWars.com article that links directly to the UN, where they are stating that they are going to establish a world religion that is compulsory of earth worship, that will be controlled by the United Nations. And notice Al Gore's new book calls for a global religion. His new film he's making calls for a new global religion. This has always been their plan. The total takeover of society. Like the rock and roll song says, everybody wants to rule the world. These guys need a religion to do it and a taxation system. They're telling you the earth is dying and you've got to pay taxes to them or the earth is going to basically sink into the ocean. It is a fraud. I want to go to Jeff, Scott, Steve, George, Steve, Chris, Billy Bob, Jim, and others. I'm going to try to give each caller 1 minute. Then later I'm going to get into some financial news and what's happening with health care as Obama slashes funding to the elderly and the sick. It's in the bill. For those that are in denial, we're going to be going over it today. Again, here's CNN. Senate Republicans failed Saturday to eliminate $42.1 billion in cuts in cuts, eliminate the cuts to Medicare home health care service in the health care bill. That's your touchy-feely liberals, okay? Again, they get you domesticated. They get you under a socialist system so they can give the money to the elites. Then they take the money away from you. Do you understand that? Big governments for big money. Dutch Royal Shell and ExxonMobil are publicly behind the climate tax. The insurance companies are behind government health care. Don't you get it? I was driving home Friday from the radio show, and I saw a woman driving on 360 who had a carbon credit pass sticker saying she buys carbon credits so she can drive her car, buys it from some private company. That's like buying indulgences from the Catholic Church 500 years ago to get your family out of hell. It's made up. It's a scam. It's ridiculous. Jeff in Texas, thanks for holding. You're on the air on the eve of the global government meeting. Copenhagen, go ahead.
Well, Alex, I'm really upset. I lost all my tomatoes to the freeze last night, or two nights ago, whenever that was. But other than that, the reason why I'm calling is because if you search BBC News Copenhagen, what's your solution? They're asking people to upload videos for their ideas about Copenhagen. So I uploaded one of your videos to there, and I'd like to encourage other people to search.
Yeah, but here's the question. Did it make it on their site?
Well, that's the thing. They're going to – I'd like to have people flood them with videos. Whether
see, because the good part is you upload to YouTube, they can't censor you. The BBC's a joke. They still won't report on ClimateGate 2 weeks in.
Well, and I want to support what you're saying. Here's what it says on the page where it's asking you to upload your comments. It says, how much are you personally willing to adapt to live more sustainably? And here you go. Are you prepared to change the way you travel, the food you eat, or to have fewer children? There you go with the eugenics population.
In fact, I sent you guys Friday, and I forgot to show it on television, that UN picture map for kids where it shows you can't fly, you can't have kids. This is what they're already teaching the children. It was a big graphic that the UN is giving people. I'll see if my guys can find it to put it up on PrisonPlanet.tv. For radio listeners, we're also streaming live television at PrisonPlanet.tv. But absolutely, look, they officially, Maurice Strong, Al Gore officially say, you will not be allowed to have more than one child. This is total tyranny, worse than Nazi Germany, worse than the Soviet Union. Anything else, Jeff?
Well, yeah, and one more thing. On the page, the example of a video message, it's a picture. It's a video from a kid. They are absolutely targeting the children to start this brainwashing at an early age. And
good to hear from you. Monday, we got the secret UN documents. AP, Fox, and others reported on it, where the UN admitted they have a giant covert program targeting children worldwide. Well, I didn't need to know there was a covert program. They have the same laws in Australia, same laws here. They teach kids in school that they're killing the earth and that their parents are bad. And Al Gore goes out giving speeches to middle school and elementary students saying their parents are bad. I mean, people shouldn't be putting up with this. You guys found the graphic? Pop it up on screen for people. And you look at this graphic. And it says, travel, bad travel, don't fly, CO2 is bad, good travel, bicycles, walking. See, all sounds reasonable, but the government's going to decide. It says, have only 2 children, and then other documents say 0 children. It says, eat less meat, and it shows a cow passing gas. This is what the UN gives to people's children. And it says, do something. Ladies and gentlemen, they are teaching the children that penguins and polar bears are drowning. It's a total lie. It's all a fraud. Let's go to Scott in Minnesota. Scott, you're on the air.
I just want to thank you, brother, for the free T-shirt. I ordered the two-pack for Christmas, one for my brother, who's a sheriff deputy, and one for my brother-in-law, whose brothers and cousins are all Marines. I've met 3 Oath Keepers just smoking outside at the bar, but they haven't. And thanks to you, I realize that the Vikings lease on the Metrodome isn't real news. But what I'm going to do with that T-shirt, my best friend's in a wheelchair. I'm going to get tickets to the first playoff game right on the field, and I'm going to rip my jersey off like Hulk Hogan and Jesse Ventura. and show the world.
Well, that's awesome. Yes, we do have some deals where you order one copy of Fall of the Republic, get a free T-shirt. You can get a Don't Tread on Me Patriot shirt or the Obama Joker shirt. And absolutely, thank you so much for your support, sir.
Yes, I've been one of your soldiers for a year now, and I'm turning into one of your generals, and it's exciting. The more society crumbles, the more my thing, it goes up, and I love you, man. God bless you.
God bless you, Scott. Yeah. So you went outside the bar and ran into two Oath Keepers. For people that don't know, that's military and police that swear to upkeep their oaths and to fight the New World Order.
These chicks were out there smoking, talking about the swine flu. And this guy goes, your government gave that to you. And they said, you know, huh? You're crazy. And he goes, I'm a Marine. I'm an Oath Keeper. And I said, thank you. And I shook his hand. And he goes, what does that mean? He goes, when the government tells me to turn on the people, he's like, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to protect them.
Awesome, Scott. Good to hear from you. Yeah. Look. The globalists did us a favor. For decades, they said there's no world government, no carbon tax. I mean, I had globalists on 2 years ago on the radio saying there's no tax planned, Alex. Don't be a conspiracy theorist. Didn't matter if I had all their own documents. Then people heard me tell them this. They thought I was lying. Now they see we're telling the truth, and the government's the one lying. Steve in New Mexico, take us out to break. Steve, you're on the air.
Yeah, your question at the top of the show was how to go about defeating the bogus climate bill. And my opinion is one key is to make sure we don't distort or twist the truth the way they have. Now, maybe this strikes you as nitpicking, but we damage our credibility if we claim that the only thing coming out of smokestacks of the coal power plants is water vapor, H2O, nothing else. I mean, the composition of emissions from coal-burning power generating facilities include mercury, among other toxins related to cancers, respiratory and cardiovascular disease.
No,
and
sir, listen to me. The only jobs in East Texas where I got a lot of family are prisons and coal-powered power plants run in Houston and Dallas and Fort Worth. And I've had, it's got to be most of my family out there from plant managers down working those. And the government has airplanes, Cessnas flying over, testing, flying over the smokestacks. If anything but water vapor and CO2 comes out, they get fines that completely annihilate them. Is it true that China and Mexico have dirty coal burning? Yes. But maybe 20 years ago something was coming out of these coal plants. But no, I mean, those scrubbers are cutting everything out. Nothing is allowed toxic out of those. And I mean, that's what my family is telling me. I don't know if they're liars, but I appreciate your call, sir. We'll be right back and talk more about that.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50%. 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Are you constantly tired? Have a hard time concentrating? Experience muscle weakness or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
All right, commenting on what that caller from New Mexico was saying, I was mainly ranting Thursday and Friday about how they show images of polar bears hunting on ice floes for seals and say, oh, look, the polar bear's stuck out there. He's going to float away and drown. He can't swim. Penguins can't swim. This is taught. This is on the news. You've all seen it. Al Gore put it in this movie, and he's been exposed as a fraud. And then I was talking about how there is a government building next door to us and how there's a bunch of other big buildings that have heating and cooling systems. And when there's cold weather, it looks like smoke is pouring out of the big air conditioning heating systems. But notice when it's the summer, you see nothing coming out. And I was pointing out that's hot air, hot water vapor, just like when you breathe, when you exhale out, when it's cold weather, it looks like smoke. But that's not. That's water vapor that's warm. And then when it gets about a foot away from your face, it cools off and becomes the temperature of the ambient temperature outside. And so I was pointing out that most of these photos they show on the news of cities, you know, it looks like in the wintertime all this smoke's coming up. Most of that is not smoke. In fact, almost all of it isn't smoke. It's air conditioning and heating systems. And that was the point I was making. There's no coal plant around my office. And, yes, the coal plants are so clean, it's incredible, even though they're burning dirty coal. Now, something Bill Clinton did in 1998 is he laid off limits in Utah and two other western states, all of the public lands that are the only place in North America that have totally clean coal. They have a type of coal that has no mercury in it, no sulfur in it. And they laid limits to that being mined. Okay? I mean, there are coal mines all over the country. And most of them are very, very clean. It's lignite. They strip it off. They replant grass and trees. It looks better than what it did before. I mean, humans can make the environment better. The rainforest has grown back. The real environmental problems the globalists are doing nothing about and they could care less. They want to tax and control all industry. They want to tax the 5.5 pounds of carbon dioxide humans exhale. That's in the UN treaties. To literally tax what you exhale, saying carbon dioxide is a toxic waste. Obama has now listed it in the U.S. as a toxic waste. That's what I'm discussing. You know, I talk a lot about what are real environmental problems. I'm not anti-science. I love science. I'm not a troglodyte. But thousands of different creations a year, many of them open-air planted, of cross species, goats that are part spider to create body armor in their milk. Don't believe me? Just, in fact, Google it right now, or smartpage.com, another good search engine. The term spider goats, usually CBS News is the top one, part spider, part goat. That creates in the DNA all sorts of weird mutations. They've got most of the produce you eat has insect genes, animal genes in it. Most of the salmon that's farm-raised, catfish that are farm-raised, tilapia that are farm-raised, have been genetically engineered with insect and other mammal and other fish genes. And I've had top genetic engineers on who talk about how deadly dangerous. I mean, Protegene 10 years ago in Texas, open-air planted a pharmacological corn crop, a pharmacological corn crop that had HIV virus in it, Associated Press, open-air planted that, and then people found out about it and they had to destroy the crops. Did you find spider goats? Just spider goats. I want to show people this. There it is. BBC. GM goat spins web-based future. BBC. I've told the story many times, but it was probably 8-9 years ago. I was in a Conan's Pizza picking up a pizza. No, my wife was pregnant. That was 8 years ago. She wanted a pizza. So I go get her the pizza, the deep dish Chicago pizza, and this guy pokes me in the shoulder. I turn around and he goes, I used to like you, but I don't like you now. You're a liar. And I said, what am I lying about? I said, I do make mistakes occasionally, but please tell me. And he said, there's no such thing as spider goats. And I just interviewed one of the heads of one of the companies that has them out in a military base in upstate New York. I just interviewed the CEO about it. And I said, sir, he goes, you can't cross different animals. You're a liar. And I just said, fine, I'm a liar. No, I'm not a liar. I'm telling the truth, okay? And he started saying, well, I went to UT and have a degree in biology. And I said, are you in biology now? And he said, no, I have another career field. And I said, when did you go to UT? And he said, 1976. And I said, buddy, we're not in Kansas anymore. A lot has changed. He kept getting in my face, kept getting in my face. Look, that's the real environmental threat. Are these cross-species chimeras, not carbon dioxide. And the globalists don't want real environmentalists worried about serious issues like overfishing. The Gulf of Mexico, when my dad would go down there, they'd go 3 miles out and catch mahi-mahi and tuna. Now you can't catch that stuff at 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 miles out. So there are a lot of things going on that are problems, but world government isn't going to fix that. Especially when it's run by a bunch of crooks in global government that have been deceptive about what they've been setting up, and their whole system is authoritarian, dictatorial, and tyrannical, and despotic, and oppressive. Don't you understand? I mean, I have the White House Science Czar. I show this book every show. We literally have ordered over 100 books written by this guy and other people. The White House Science Czar saying they're poisoning your water supply to sterilize you. That's a big issue, a lot bigger than Climate Gate. And I'm going to keep hammering on this. I mean, these people mean business, folks. They are the progeny of the Nazis. They just pose as liberals. All right, let's go to Joe in Texas, then Chris, George, Steve, Chris, Billy Bob, Jim, and others. Let's try to move. Or am I getting new callers on top? Because I want to go to them in order. Who do I go to next here? Okay, yeah. It is flipping the calls. These computerized systems confuse me. George in Texas, you're up next. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good. Go ahead.
You know, the thing is about this health care bill and this Copenhagen, this is just a frontal assault, eugenics frontal assault. And the other
yeah, Tom Daschle wrote a book. He wrote the original bill saying if you're above 60, no eye surgery. They say you need to die. The earth is, they are eugenicist. They're cutting Medicare and Medicaid and calling it liberal. Only a fake leftist could get away with this. I'm sorry. I mean, I'm against socialism, but if you're going to have it, give the money to the people. No, no money for us. All of it goes to the banks. I'm sorry. Go ahead, George.
Well, the only way I'm trying to fight back against this is I'm trying to get a hold of D.B. Kidd so I get the archived documents of the fraudulent 17th Amendment and bring it to my legislature saying, you got 100 frauds sitting up in Capitol Hill.
I own The Law That Never Was by Bill Benson and Red Beckman. They went to all original 44 states that were around in 1913 with the 17th Amendment to fully federalize the states and take the senators from the states before senators were elected by the legislature, controlled by the state. The same year they gave us the private Federal Reserve and gave us the IRS and the income tax, they gave us that. This is even bigger. In fact, the head of the UN is saying this is the biggest moment for world government in history, this Copenhagen Treaty. And, yes, they went to the 44 states. They have a list of them. They talked to all the attorney generals. Most of the states didn't even ratify it. It never passed. The income tax never passed. None of it passed. George, I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Steve in Michigan. Steve, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Two quick comments. 70 miles north of me, two nights ago, had the highest amount of snowfall this early in the season, 14 inches. Thank God for global warming.
That's right. This is the third coldest week on record in U.S. history.
And the second comment is, I think these politicians, all of our representatives and senators, they need to know that their political jobs are on the line if they ratify this global warming treaty.
They need to know it's political suicide, because here's the problem. Obama's approval rating has gone from 86% down to the low 40s, the lowest of any president 11 months into their first term. But it doesn't matter. He controls the House and the Senate and the presidency, the legislative and the executive. They're going to probably pass the Copenhagen Treaty this week. Then this year or next year, they're going to pass it in the Senate. They got to ratify it. They're probably going to pass the government grab of health care. They're probably going to pass the gun control bills they got introduced, everything. I mean, this, we are in trouble. And then we've got all these Republicans like Schwarzenegger and Newt Gingrich running around supporting global government. This is high treason. Anything else, Steve, in Michigan? All right, we're going to come back and go to Chris, Billy Bob, Jim, Leon in Australia, Chris in Kentucky, Joe in Texas, and a lot more. I'm going to get into the government hijacking of health care, more on the massive Copenhagen global government establishment. They've already built the world government. Now they're getting nations to sign over their sovereignty irrevocably to this criminal organization. This is the most important issue we faced in decades. This could be the end of America, ladies and gentlemen. You better get the word out to everybody you know instead of watching stupid Sunday night football. This is what matters to your family.
Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm pleased to announce a completely new and exciting way to listen to your favorite GCN Live program on your telephone. Simply by calling 712-338-7200, you'll be hearing your favorite GCN Live programs in seconds. Tune into all of our channels. I have made sure that everyone who wants to hear GCN Live will have the opportunity to do so. Call to listen at 712-338-7200. That's 712-338-7200. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.